The federal government shutdown is now in its 28th day. Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill remain locked in a standoff over a new budget. As a result, funding on hand to support certain government programs is running out. One of the impacted programs is SNAP benefits. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services confirms that it will not be able to provide food stamps to low-income families beginning November 1st. Alex Hill is project director of the Detroit Food Map Initiative. As he explains to WDET's Alex McLennan, the project keeps tabs on food access in local neighborhoods.
We started surveying grocery stores for price availability and quality of foods, both in the city proper and surrounding suburban areas for comparison. And we've done that every other year since 2011. And then on the in-between years, we always do a series of focus groups and interviews with Detroiters about their own experiences and perceptions of food access. I think the estimated average household income of households that rely on SNAP is about $29,000. So any household that's in that range is going to be having a really difficult time.
What does losing SNAP benefits mean for the people who rely on it? How much of a resource are they for people in and around Detroit?
Yeah, this is going to be devastating. I think right now, the stat from the most recent census is we've crossed to 51% of children in Detroit live in poverty. And I think it's like 47% of households with children rely on SNAP benefits to put food on the table. It's a huge number. And, when you look at senior citizens in the city, as well as those with disabilities, the numbers are super high for using SNAP as a way to eat and to stay healthy. I think one of the trickle down effects of losing those benefits are a lot of our local grocery stores are not going to be able to stay open because some of them rely on those SNAP dollars coming into the community.
What are the options for people who've been on SNAP? Is there anything that they can do as an alternative, or are they just kind of out of luck?
There's no other program like SNAP. So unless we have a lot of folks step forward to fill in the gap, there's really nothing that can take the place of SNAP. The emergency food system was established to be just that, an emergency food system, not going to be able to replace an active food system with grocery stores and the funding that goes with it.
And then, obviously with the government shutdown, there's a lot of things that aren't able to get funded. If you had to make your pecking order of things that were most important to maintain during a government shutdown, how essential is SNAP benefits?
Yeah, I definitely put that up at the top. It's the number two program that's shown to bring people out of poverty, number one program being the earned income tax credit. And just thinking about the cascading effects of households not having good food, good nutrition, people aren't going to be able to work as well as they want to. Kids aren't going to be able to learn as well as they should. Folks who are reliant on taking medications on a regular basis, you got to take food when you take medicine. There's so many cascading effects that I would put that at the top of the list.
That was Detroit Food Map Initiative Project Director Alex Hill speaking with WDET's Alex McLennan.